Okay.
So we're starting the recording.
Date, time.
Yeah, what location is today? It's like November. It's Thanksgiving, right?
Day after Thanksgiving.
No, day after Thanksgiving, yeah.
2018.
Yeah, something like that. So what is your name?
Stephen Goldner.
Nice to meet you, Stephen. What's your relationship to me, the speaker?
Grandfather.
Where did you grow up?
San Francisco, California, Los Angeles, California.
Okay, when was that? What would you, like, qualify the years of your, like, quote-unquote growing up? I know that's kind of vague.
From 1943 to 1945, I was in San Francisco. From 1945 to 1960, I was in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
1960 to 65, I was in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm. So you were mostly in, I mean, growing up, you were in California,
growing
kind of back
up
and forth. Yeah.
Yes.
West Coast. And I feel like now, like today, California is kind of viewed as like this hub of innovation and technology. Like back when you were growing up in California, what were like the eminent kind of rising technologies?
The big deals back then were trying to solve the smog problem,
mm-hmm.
which a guy had determined. Harry Hagenschmidt had determined that the smog was coming from the cars and from the sulfur and the gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big deal at that time. And then the other thing that was happening is the freeway system was growing at an incredible pace.
Yeah. And well, so that's interesting to me because, I mean, smog and the freeway system, those are both just kind of things we take for granted now. Like smog isn't viewed as an issue anymore, I don't think, as much as like, oh, there's smog, you know, it's like a weather condition.
That's true.
And the freeway, I mean, people don't think about the freeway.
No,
you know
they
what
don't.
I mean, that's taken for granted nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
what technology would you say you rely on today?
Computer.
Yeah. I mean
I work from my house for a company that's located in another state by using the computer and the telephone.
Right. And what do you do for a living? Like, what's your...
I'm an engineer. I help design and build test equipment and crash dummies for testing vehicles of all different types.
What do you think about, like, the government kind of paying attention to the technology you're using? Like, do you have a smartphone?
Yes.
And do you think about, like, or, like, on, you know, your computer, do you ever think about the idea that someone or, you know, some organization could be looking in or listening or looking through what you're doing on
I'm sure that it could happen. I mean, all of the computer programs are hopefully secure, and our IT department always tells us to watch out for spam,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is, you know, everybody's worried about the government doing it. That's part of the problem. If it's used improperly, you know,
right.
Not to prevent crime, but to steal secrets and give them from one person to another, but also other governments are using invasive techniques to get into people's computers here and steal technology.
Right.
And that's a serious problem. And then
I guess the question I have is, at what point, like, I think something that a lot of people have already made the choice of in the modern day, especially people in my generation, is kind of this choice between convenience and, I guess, privacy or right. This idea that, you know, my phone's really convenient to me, or like,
yes.
you know, that technology you were just talking about is very convenient to your line of work. If that technology is being used to kind of hurt you in some way, do you think, like, what do you think about choosing between it hurting and hurting and helping you?
I think that part of the situation, the Europeans have figured out ways to increase the privacy level so that, internet companies cannot just cull through your information and monetize it to use, you know, for advertising and stuff. And I'm hoping that efforts like that will take place here
mm-hmm.
to make it harder for people to use the information provided by these services in an improper way.
Right. And do you think that's specifically that's kind of an American issue? Because, I mean, our culture is founded in capitalism. Do you think that that's part of the problem we're having now, that really it's that corporations are taking advantage of this information, not so much the government, right? Like,
yeah, I think that's probably true. And the problem is that they have, from what I understand from reading the papers, is they have enough power to convince the legislature that it's all right.
Right.
Which it is not, because it means that the person using this stuff is providing them with information that they use to, you know, determine people's wants and needs, and they use it for all kinds of algorithms to, you know, target people with ads and stuff. And it also happens in the political scheme, which means that it's really not, it's messing up the electoral process too.